This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, June 29th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the Environmental Almanac and Rob Cantor telling us about the importance of crayfish in aquatic ecosystems. We'll also have a forecast coming up for the weekend from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, look at today's news. An administrator with Champaign School District says it's carefully reviewing yesterday's Supreme Court rejection of school assignment plans based on race. The country's high court ruled 5-4 rejecting integration plans for school districts in Louisville, Kentucky, and Seattle. Champaign Unit 4 schools currently use a controlled choice student assignment system in which race is one of the deciding factors. Assistant Superintendent Beth Shepherd says Unit 4 has shared this ruling with its school board, administrators, and attorneys, but reviewing the lengthy document will take some time.
Obviously, an opinion 185 pages in length is very complex, and we need to understand exactly how or if it does affect us. And once they have reviewed it and can give us the legal implications, we will be sharing that at a public board meeting.
Champaign schools are in the middle of a court-supervised agreement to address racial equity concerns. Plaintiffs want to address areas like student achievement and discipline. Their attorney, Carol Ashley, says she doesn't believe the Supreme Court decision will have an impact on what's happening in Champaign or in the remaining years of Unit 4's consent decree. The district's goals for addressing it include adding new classrooms on Champaign's north side. The Supreme Court ruling left the door open for using race to assign students in limited circumstances. Shepherd says determining whether that part of the decision applies to Champaign schools is a key question for their attorneys. Both U.S. senators from Illinois have condemned yesterday's defeat of a sweeping immigration bill backed by President Bush. The measure would have tightened the Mexican border, created a guest worker program, and offered undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship. Some provisions drew fire from the right, others from the left. A statement from Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama says the bill's defeat shows how politics can trump progress. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says immigrants will pay the price.
Tomorrow, when this is reported, there will be millions of people across America who will be disappointed, who will continue to live in fear and uncertainty. We owe it to them to continue this battle.
Senate leaders are dropping plans to overhaul immigration law before next year's presidential election, but Durbin pledged to keep pushing for in-state college tuition for children of undocumented immigrants. Nearly 500 people in Urbana had no power well into this morning. Ameren says an outage of unknown origin affected nearly 2,200 customers just after midnight. Since then, crews have been able to restore some power, but spokesman Lee Morris says the outage may involve underground lines which are difficult to inspect. A round of environmental impact hearings have concluded for the future Gen plant. Over the past 2 weeks, the U.S. Energy Department has held hearings in all four towns competing to host future Gen: Odessa and Jewett in Texas, Mattoon, and last night in Tuscola, where more than 175 people attended. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
19 people spoke at the hearing, and all but one said they believe Future Gen is a great idea and Tuscola is a great place for the low-emission coal power plant to be built. John Kennedy describes himself as a manager and engineer at a Tuscola-area manufacturing facility. He says while Tuscola residents might take a not-in-my-backyard stance to a nuclear plant or oil refinery, their support of Future Gen is strong.
And I think that you'll find that as a community, we're going to pull together, we have pulled together, we're going to be active, and we're going to help bring this to our town.
The one opponent of Future Gen who testified, Ann Robertson, said Future Gen has been nicknamed Never Gen. She called it a political decoy that's not meant to have any real impact on coal industry practices. The Energy Department's Future Gen project manager, Tom Sarkis, disagrees. He predicts the technology developed at Future Gen will be the wave of the future. And he says testimony at all four environmental impact hearings has been overwhelmingly supportive. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
State Representative Chapin Rose is applauding the passage of a temporary budget to keep Illinois government running through the month of July. The budget passed the Illinois House on Wednesday, and Rose says he expects Senate approval today. But the Republican from Mahomet says pressure is building on Democrats to reach agreement on a full budget plan. Rose says state aid for schools will be due in August, and that means lawmakers must resolve disputes on education funding. He says that may convince the governor and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate to settle their differences.
My only hope is with, you know, this August deadline and education funding coming along, that will be a trigger to them to, you know, to stop worrying about who's king of the sandbox, or I guess more importantly, king of Chicago, and start worrying about the state of Illinois.
Rose says Governor Blagojevich, House Speaker Madigan, and Senate President Emil Jones have failed to agree on a budget, even though they're all Democrats and Chicagoans. He says it was Republicans who led the way to agreement on a one-month stopgap budget. Republicans started having a say in the matter after June 1st, when legislative rules requiring supermajority budget approval took effect in the General Assembly. An increasing number of people moved to the cities of Urbana and Champaign. According to yesterday's released Census Bureau estimates, Champaign's population grew by more than 5,000 since the 2000 census to 73,685. AM 580's Michael Kaliska has more on census estimates for Urbana and other Champaign County towns.
The city of Urbana attracted over 2,200 people, according to the Census Bureau estimate. That means the city's population grew to about 38,685 since the last census in 2000. The village of Mohammed, often considered as a bedroom for Champaign, added about 1,000 people. With a higher population, communities are eligible for more state funds, yet this requires an official census. The village of St. Joseph conducted a special census last year and will receive about $500,000. Village clerk Tiffany McElroy-Smitzer says the money would have been lost if St. Joseph would have waited until the next census in 2010. St. Joseph's population went up by more than 30%. Rantoul lost about 500 people according to the census estimate, and the population of many smaller places like Sadorus, Royal, Pisotum, Homer and Thomasboro also went down, but Tolono gained about 84 new people. Michael Kaliska, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Ever see those little mud chimneys by creeks and ponds, rivers, or lakes? There's an interesting community burrowing below that plays an important part in aquatic ecosystems. Rob Cantor has this week's Environmental Almanac.
Crawdad, mudbug, crawfish, crayfish. Whatever name you know them by, you probably don't associate these lobster-like freshwater crustaceans with the traits that give other wildlife their appeal. Crayfish are not warm and fuzzy, and they don't sing or sport much color. They do make great eating, but that's another story. I checked in recently with Chris Taylor at the Illinois Natural History Survey to get the scoop on crayfish in our state. Taylor is a crayfish biologist and curator of crustaceans there, and he's eager to help people understand the important role crayfish play in aquatic ecosystems. Although to most people a crayfish is a crayfish, there are actually 360 species of them in the U.S., 24 of which occur in Illinois. Crayfish inhabit every aquatic environment in the state, from the smallest creeks and ponds to the largest rivers and lakes. Crayfish that live in permanent water bodies typically spend the daylight hours concealed under rocks or woody debris. Other crayfish, known as burrowers, spend much of their time in tunnels and chambers they excavate in the ground. Some burrowers inhabit the margins of water bodies, but others live in habitats where there is no surface water for much of the year. You've likely seen the entrances to crayfish burrows, even if you didn't know what you were looking at. They're recognizable by the mud chimneys that rise several inches above them, which are formed from material that crayfish excavate with their claws. All Illinois crayfish are most active from dusk to dawn, when they come out from undercover to forage for food and seek out mates. Depending on circumstances, crayfish may eat just about anything they can get their claws on, including plant material and carrion. But recent studies suggest they prefer live animal food, insects, snails, even small fish. Crayfish, in turn, serve as a critical food source for sunfish and bass, but also show up on the menu for any number of wading birds, small mammals, reptiles, and amphibians. Aside from biologists and environmental writers, I suppose few adults bother to ever catch crayfish. But if you get children into shallow, clear water and show them how to find crayfish by turning over rocks, you may have trouble getting them to stop. Crayfish flee danger by a powerful flip of the tail that propels them backwards. They are just fast enough to be difficult to catch, but not so fast as to be impossible. There are two important things people can do to help promote the health of crayfish populations in Illinois. The first is to support efforts to conserve and restore aquatic environments. The second is to never release crayfish into a body of water they weren't taken from. Many species of crayfish occur in very limited ranges, and so can be lost altogether when aggressive outsiders are introduced. One invader, the rusty crayfish, which was probably introduced by anglers dumping out unused live bait, has already displaced native crayfish from many waters in the northern half of Illinois. Although the role of crayfish in aquatic ecosystems has been sometimes neglected in the past, scientists like Chris Taylor are working hard to further our understanding of them today. That understanding benefits all of us who love the outdoors and value the health of natural resources.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the UIUC Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.uiuc.edu. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. Is moving away, we could have a very, very nice weekend over much of the two-state area. Our forecast for today from Mike Sola says it'll become mostly sunny in the north. Central sections will see some clouds and then becoming partly sunny. In the south, cloudy with showers and isolated thunderstorms still lingering as the system moves out. Highs today will range from only 70 degrees near Lake Michigan to 83 in the south. For tonight in west central and southern Illinois and far southern Indiana, some clouds with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Elsewhere, though, clear to partly cloudy, very pleasant, the lows from 52 in northwest Illinois to 66 in far southern Illinois. And for tomorrow, still in southern Illinois, cloudy with a few showers and isolated thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, and highs ranging from 74 near Lake Michigan to 85 in far southern Indiana. Champaign's forecast for Sunday calling for sunshine and a high of 83 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, June 29th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.